I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Horror at the Store is sponsored by FYE. You can check them out in-store or at FYE.com for some of the coolest horror merch you can find. Guys, welcome to another episode of Horror at the Store. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach. And guys, we got a special person here today. He's wonderful. He's fantastic. He's one of 20 door guys here at the Comedy Store. He's a comedian himself. Give it up for Joel Jimenez.
Yeah.
Woo, thanks for being here.
Hey, happy to be here. Also, wait, your last name is what?
Oh, fuck.
It happens.
I thought it was okay. Just
the first one.
No,
I'm sorry.
It's always. It's everything.
God damn it.
It's Hettenbach. There we go.
Hettenbach. It's a very, like, it sounds like it could be a character in a horror movie, possibly.
It's
Katie
a German, very,
Hettenbach. Oh,
yeah.
That's scary then.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Okay. I'll let you run your show now.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's
back
fine.
To you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, what is your favorite horror movie?
My favorite, if I
seen?
Had to say, probably Evil Dead
too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hell yeah.
I have a lot.
Well, how about you give me your top three?
I like that. I like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre,
okay,
the original. Really great. They have a really nice 4K reissue that they put out a couple years ago. It's really beautiful. There's a movie called Dead Alive Brain Dead by Peter Jackson. That's also up there. Very, you know, splat sticky. I'm in the same realm. Anyway, back to you. Those are those, you know.
I
How
love
about
that.
You?
My favorite, probably, I'll give you my top three. Scream. Hereditary.
Oh, I like there that one. It's
yeah.
a good one.
And recently, well, it changes. It changes.
Yeah, for
but,
sure. Today, right now.
Ready or Not.
Okay.
Have you
Ready
seen that
or
one?
Not is?
It's the people who made the new Scream movie.
Okay.
They directed it, and it's like a girl gets married into this.
That's right.
Like,
they have to play the game.
Dynasty,
okay. Okay.
But then they just hunt her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
And it's so she does. I think it's Samara Weaver is her name.
Okay. Cool.
Her scream is just blood curdling.
Love it.
So good.
That was my problem with the new. Did you see the new Texas Chainsaw Massacre on
yeah,
Netflix?
Yeah. I watched it, and I want to do it on this podcast.
Yeah. I really
because I
did not like it.
The ending. I want to. Destroy
it. It's all bad, but the screams were awful.
Mm-hmm.
There's a woman who gets her second half chopped off and she just like, ah.
She's like, oh no.
Yeah, I was like, what is happening?
Oh no, just a mild inconvenience, I guess. We'll just.
Yeah, that's going to leave a mark.
Ooh, burn.
Anywho.
So today we watched Evil Dead 2.
Yeah.
When was the first time you saw Evil Dead?
I was a teenager. I was probably like, probably like 14 years old. I had a friend named Jeremy who was like the goth in the neighborhood.
Shout out to Jeremy.
Yeah, shout out to Jeremy. And he's like, you got to see this movie. And, you know, you rent all kinds of weird shit, Faces of Death, all that stuff. You're trying to push the boundary. He showed me the movie Brain Scan. I don't know if you've ever seen that. That's a good one. Edward Furlong's in it. But I think it completely changed my life, this movie, in like a really huge way. And
okay.
I think it's... Because Sam Raimi and his brothers and all that, they're really into like the Three Stooges, and there's a lot of like slapstick and comedy and just the creative nature of it and like the DIY. I was really into like punk music. I still am. And I love the idea of a friend of mine once said that the angels like enthusiasm more than they like perfection. And I think that that's like a perfect phrase for this movie. I love it. I love everything about it.
It's badass. I this is my first time seeing the movie. I started it last night, but I had to go do something. So I was like, you know, I'll just start it over. So I watched the whole thing officially today, and it was wild. Have I seen the first Evil Dead? I think I have, but it's been like a really long time.
Yeah. Have you seen any of the other like sequels or remakes?
I think I have. Okay. I've seen so many horror movies that I kind of forget.
I get it.
And
me
then
too.
I have to go into like IMDb and be did I rate this?
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know what Evil Dead is, it's basically how would you even describe this? I'm just going off of IMDb.
Yeah, sure. I'm interested to hear what you say. I'm excited to hear you talk about it.
It says, the lone survivor of an onslaught of flesh-possessing spirits holes up in a cabin with a group of strangers while the demons continue their attack.
That's right. I mean, I love it.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah, that's it.
Let's just get into it.
Sure. Real quick, did you know what you were getting in? Did you know what it was at all tonally?
I've seen like screenshots or like memes.
Yeah,
of
it's in the zeitgeist.
Campbell
yeah,
and like the laughing scene, but I didn't know anything about it. I was like, I'm going in blind. I have no idea.
What a hunk too, Bruce Campbell.
I literally wrote the first thing I wrote is Bruce Campbell is hot.
Yeah, he is.
And I'm like, the more blood is on him, I'm like, why am I more attracted to him?
Because he looks like he's just done it.
Is that problematic? Maybe, but you know what? He was hot.
They're evil spirits. Fuck them. They're not regular people.
And Bruce was hot. Bruce was hot. Did you know that this is also a musical?
Yeah, they have Evil Dead the musical. I've never seen it. I saw Reanimator the musical.
I feel like that's insane, especially with like if they do like the hand scene.
Yeah, for sure. I would love to. Now that you're saying it, I'm angry that I never have.
Well, you gotta see it now.
When it's in town, I'll be there. High on mushrooms, allegedly. All right.
Do it. Hell yeah.
I'll do
but
it.
But don't. No drugs. Unless,
yeah. Unless they're decriminalized where you live, then do whatever the fuck
then
you
do
want.
Do it. But safely, don't die.
Yeah.
Unless, don't.
Nah, never
and
die.
No, anyways.
Never
Bruce
die.
Bruce Campbell, hot. Anyways. That hand scene was so, there's like a scene where he, his hand becomes like possessed.
Yeah.
By the demon, which... demon possessor evil, I guess we could just call it.
Yeah.
Which is basically shown throughout the film as like just the camera itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
On what I think is, I forget, it's some type of rig. I forget what it's called, but it's like
a Steadicam.
I think it's a Steadicam, but it's like this, like harness.
Well, I know exactly what it is. An
arm
thing. Yeah.
And they're like, but it looks like they're on like a. ATV or bike, and they have it on the front of it.
So what it was is they created a thing called the shaky cam, and it's I believe it's like a 2x4 with rope, and then the camera is hanging from that, so they are holding
That's
that
cool.
So they can like move it, and I think they're just
like
moving
running through the
forest. Yeah, and there's
and
a couple scenes where it goes over
it
water that looks really cool and stuff, but yeah, it's very like, so that's what when I say like just creatively inspiring, I was like, oh yeah, you can just get a piece of wood and make something happen, you know?
And it was crazy to be like, oh, you know, like obviously this was shot in like real time and this was like on a stage. Other times you're like, oh, this was definitely a miniature. This was claymation.
Yeah,
this
for
was,
sure.
You know, CGI. This was, you know, like just a camera trick.
Yeah.
And it was so cool to see that. I was like, wow, this is, I don't know why they don't show this more in like film school. Cause I went to film school and we didn't hear about this film at all. Like this would have been so good in like an editing class or just to break down like how they actually did it.
Yeah. It's so nice to hear too, because I've like worked with people who go to film school and they can't get outside the box of what they've been taught.
Yeah.
And like, I remember shooting a thing with somebody and he couldn't press record because he said the lighting was weird. And I was like, just record it. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, and he just like couldn't do it. And so I feel like, there is a brain opening that happens with, you know, just sort of like these anti-film school movies in a way, like just more gusto than anything.
Yeah, that's what I always said in film school. Everyone would always be like, oh, what's your favorite movie? And they'd be like, oh, I like Pulp Fiction, which is a good movie, but you know, it's like a cliche film school.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, I like Scream, I like Troll 2.
Yeah.
And I would just say, you know, like we are like Fighting Sarah Marshall, and they'd be like, those aren't good movies.
I'm yeah,
like,
fuck off.
I'm like, what's a good movie and what's a bad movie?
Yeah.
That's what you decide. And
they're snobs.
Everything is good in its own way. You learn a lot. But this movie was honestly, I gave it a pretty good rating.
Hell yeah. Okay,
like,
cool.
I really enjoyed it. The claymation was so cool. And the the thing that I wanted to point out, though, is when Bruce's character goes downstairs and he's like looking for tools to like kill one of the zombie possessed.
Is it downstairs or the shed?
I don't know.
Okay, go ahead.
Shed, downstairs, somewhere. Stairs?
Okay.
The tool shed.
Then it's the cellar.
Why are all of the tools outlined in chalk? Like, why isn't it like in every old timey or just like older movie? They're like, you know what's good is outlining all your tools in chalk so you know where they are. Like, don't you just know where they are?
I know what you mean. I believe it's because Evil Dead 2 is basically like a comedy remake of the first one. So I think they might be saying like, this is where the tools were that he used in the first one. I should have rewatched it. I'm an idiot. This is all basically from memory.
Yes, but you know this movie well, though. So
I always thought it was that. Also, there is a little like Easter egg. There is a Freddy Krueger glove hanging by the door when he goes into the shed, because Wes Craven put in the first Nightmare on Elm Street. Who is the girl? Is it in the first movie? Anyway, she's watching Evil Dead in that movie.
Nancy.
Yeah, the actress's name. Is that?
Frick. What's her name?
It's a really famous act.
It's not Brooke Shields. No. I'm looking it up now. I have to know.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but so while you look it up, there is a scene where she's watching Evil Dead in that movie. So that was kind of like a nod. I believe they were friends.
Heather Langenkamp.
Okay.
The fact that I didn't stutter on
Dang.
That is actually
I love it. Fuck
a
yeah.
Lot of consonants.
Yeah. So Wes Craven put Evil Dead into Nightmare on Elm Street, and then Sam Raimi put the Freddy Krueger glove into Evil Dead 2. And apparently at one time there was going to be a Ash versus Freddy versus Jason movie, and he was going to be the one to finally like end it all, which
that would have been so fun. Right?
I believe it was written but never made.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, right.
That should have been made. Oh my God. Also, a big no for me, old rocking chairs.
Yeah, always bad.
I was like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
So if your car was struggling, if you needed a place to stay for the night, would you go to a random place in the woods that you don't know? You're like, hey, here's this weird cabin.
No, I'd stay in the car. I think, from what I've heard, the second one takes place like 2 seconds after the first one ends.
Oh my God.
So I think the entire beginning is just a fast forward recap of the first one. So I think he was already there.
Okay.
First one, he's going out for like a vacation with some friends and stuff. So I think that makes sense for that. But no, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, that car is like really famous. Sam Raimi puts it in everything. It's in like Spider-Man 1 and 2.
I was like, Sam Raimi, how do I know that?
I think the Coen brothers have put it in a movie as well.
So you're saying is that the Coen brothers movies are in the same universe.
They're friends. Yeah, they know each other. I believe so, yeah.
So everything. So Evil Dead and like, I can't even think of.
Hail Caesar. That's the only thing I can think of at the moment.
Oh, brother, where art thou?
I believe it.
I can't think of another.
Where art thou these references that we can't think of?
Not here. They're gone. Bye-bye. Hasta luego, bitches. My thought the whole time was like, why doesn't he just leave the house and just run, or just, I don't know, kill himself?
Yeah.
Just because it's clearly not gonna, you're gonna die anyway.
Yeah.
Why don't you just do it yourself and get it? Like, there's no, at that point.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, like, there's, like, you're not getting out. You know you're not getting out. Your girlfriend's gone. Wife, girlfriend?
Girlfriend.
Sister? Yeah. Who knows?
Hey,
if you're into it.
I know what searches are hot.
Oh, that's special. I love that for you. I love
Not for me. I know that it's statistically America loves that category.
And then you start explaining it. I got you. Hey, there's no judgment here. Whatever you feel, Whatever makes you happy. It's creepy, but we're here for you.
Okay, cool. Love it.
Oh my God.
I think he can't leave because I think we've seen now in like the newer reiterations that it follows you no matter where you go. And if you kill yourself, then you definitely suffer in a hell full of the, they're called deadites. Yeah. Is like the,
deadites. You're just gonna, I love that you know that.
Yeah. I'm, oh, whatever.
It's great.
I'm, okay.
No,
cool.
That's awesome.
Hey,
no,
thanks.
That's awesome.
You said I love it, but there was a little bit of judgment there.
That's okay.
I felt.
No, it's like a good judgment.
I'm thirsty.
That you like done your research. Get a little ASMR up in there. I don't know, probably.
You would kill yourself?
Immediately. I'd be like, I'm done. I'm like, I don't have time for this.
Well, then I hope you never end up in that.
There's blood, like, pouring out of the walls.
One of my favorites.
I was like, this is, and then it was black, like,
yeah,
was,
I think,
I was going to say tar. It's not tar.
It's tar-ish. Yeah.
Sort.
I think it's because they were trying to avoid an X rating. They had to deliver an R movie. Okay. And so they thought if we color the blood different colors, we won't get an X rating. And I believe if you got an X rating, you couldn't run trailers or like commercials for your movie.
Gotcha.
You could do like print articles maybe.
Okay.
Anyway.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Hey, I might be wrong about that, but if I am,
nobody,
message me.
Nobody fact check him.
Yeah.
Nobody fact
check. Yeah, please don't.
Don't. Or do it. Don't. But maybe.
But maybe.
But don't. But
Hey, you know what? Attention is attention, and I need it all.
Comment below. No.
Comment above
comment
if you're
above,
really badass.
Below, all of them.
Yeah.
Again, when he's in the cellar, the body with no head that comes in with the chainsaw.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so we are talking about the shed now.
Yes. I think it's the shed.
Yes, it's the shed. Because there is a cellar as well. That's where Henrietta is. The
Henrietta.
Flying thing. That's the she's like sticking her head out of the doors, the cellar doors.
Yes, in the end.
Yeah, which is Ted Raimi, I believe, Sam Raimi's brother. Yeah.
He's in the feet.
Yeah, I'll swallow your soul. I'll swallow your soul.
Every movement they do is so like, it's like they speed it up just like, times, you know, 0.25 or whatever. So it looks, it's comical in that way that
sure.
he flips down, but it's also like terrifying because you're like, that's. It's just weird.
It's just interesting, also.
Yeah. It was like an interesting choice. And I'm like, that's, I want to hear more about, like, because they could have gone faster, they could have gone slower. Why did they pick that speed specifically?
I think it's, I don't know, maybe it plays now. I mean, with TikTok, everything's so fast.
Yeah.
Maybe back then it was like just a way to keep momentum.
Yeah.
But you were saying with the naked body with the chainsaw?
Yeah, that was, I was like, whoa, okay, hi.
I believe that's Sam Raimi moving it underneath, and they tortured the shit out of Bruce Campbell. Like, they're, like, hitting him with it. If you watch it again, he's getting, same thing with, like, the sticks and stuff. When he's flying in the woods, they were just swinging sticks at him.
Of course they were.
Yeah, it's great.
You get a good movie, so you torture your actors.
Gotta hurt your friends.
Oh, that's how they get the good ones.
Yeah.
How they get the good ones. Man, those poor Bruce. Poor
I mean, that's why we think he's hot, probably. He can take a lot of abuse.
I'm into it.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
No, he's also like not ugly now, too.
No, he's and in the old ones too, he's like ripped. He's like he looks good with his shirt
like,
open and stuff.
I also realized I think he's in the movie Sky High.
Okay.
Did you ever watch Sky High?
No, but that I believe you.
That's
nobody fact check her.
I was like, you were in.
He's done a lot of shit.
Like Disney Channel movie.
Yeah.
That's basically,
okay.
I quote horror movies and then Disney Channel movies.
Great. I love it. You a luck of the Irish fan?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
That was a little bit beyond. I thought like Brink, of course.
Oh, yes, Brink. We love, but the luck of the Irish. He's just a guy looking for his, who he is as a person, yeah. And he's a leprechaun,
yeah.
And now he's gonna Irish dance, but make it really cool, yo.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Cool.
That's
it. I love
it. That's the way to go. So we kind of like jumped from the hand scene, but we, like the actual hand scene,
yeah.
His hand gets
possessed
by the evil itself.
Yeah.
Him. That apparently that whole scene was improvised,
yeah,
which is
yeah.
insane to me and so good. I wonder what the other takes were, if it was like something different. But him chopping off the hand and then having the hand like inch
yeah.
forward,
yeah, run away,
and like
oh yeah, pulling it,
him,
when it's pulling him, it's great.
And as like it's like its own being,
it, yeah,
and it's just him. I'm like, that's so good
for sure.
That even like in your like the tips of your fingers, you are the. The demon, the evil,
yeah,
and like that's he's a good actor. What can we say?
I mean, he's great. That one's phenomenal. I think it's on par with like you know, Dick Van Dyke, Jim Carrey, John Ritter. Is it John Ritter, Jack Ritter? I always get those confused because of Jack Tripper, John Ritter. Just like physical actors, it's incredible.
Yeah,
and Raimi can really do like I call him Raimi, like I know him.
you do
making inanimate objects really scary, like the lamp. You know, when
the laughing. Yeah. That was the deer that like flipped and was like, ah! Like
yeah.
I coming from a family who my aunts and uncles live on farms and
uh-huh.
we have a lot of dead heads, as we call them,
okay.
on the
yeah,
wall.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, oh, this is going to be terrifying the next time I go to their
for
house.
For sure, yeah.
They always get mad, though, because whenever I take a picture, they're like, PETA's going to find me. I'm like, hey, you're in the middle of nowhere, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I'm going to be fully honest with you.
Yeah. They're who's not- Pete?
PETA.
Oh, PETA. Gotcha. I like the bread. I'm kidding.
Yeah,
I know.
Yes,
I know who it is.
Yes,
people
the
for the
bread.
Ethical treatment of animals. Sorry.
Yeah.
Cool. I just want you to know I'm doing bits. I'm not dumb.
You never know.
I could be both. Actually, it might be.
Correct.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh my god. But yeah. No. I so like that head and then like the lamp laughing.
Yeah. The books.
The books.
Laughing. Very cool.
Everything. And before he says, "Oh, who's laughing now?" And
uh-huh.
No, you're laughing now.
Yeah.
At that point, I was like, okay. Maybe if I was in this situation and mm-hmm. I just went mad and I was just laughing a lot,
uh-huh.
maybe that would be fun. You know, maybe that would be like I'm so out of my mind that I'm
yeah.
just like, you know what, we're just going to vibe with it. We're going to
yeah.
vibe with the weird deer on the wall who
yeah.
doesn't have like demon eyes and it's just like, hey! Like
cool.
that's, you know.
Demonic hippie of sorts,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it's like kind of a vibe and I'm into it, you know.
Cool, hell yeah, I
yeah.
like it. Instead of like a crown of flowers, it's a crown of thorns and
yeah,
you're...
It's different.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm with it. I don't know. I don't even know if you know you're having fun at that point.
I mean, you're so out of it.
Yeah.
You don't know what's...
You know, something that bothers me sometimes is like some people now with like modern technology and stuff, they'll look back at those old movies and sort of like trash them or diss them because, oh, that looks so fake or that looks whatever. But like to buy into the universe to me is like so important. And I heard somebody say that like, claymation and all those practical effects, they look fake but they feel real, like your
yeah.
brain knows it's real, where CGI looks real but mm-hmm. feels fake.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, there's something charming about it, knowing there's a team of people doing this
yeah.
thing.
And I feel like it holds up pretty well. I mean, obviously there are some moments where
yeah
like,
for sure,
okay, that was, you know, that was
yeah
you know, fake and
yeah
you obviously know that, but the fact that they went the extra mile to
yeah
like, have those puppeteers to have, you know, those claymation and like,
yeah.
to, you know, do those tricks. It makes it so much better and scarier.
Yeah. And for all you haters, all movies are fake. Even some documentaries, you know, have a crazy narrative that's
yeah,
really not what's going on.
It's there. Even if they say it's based on a true story, it's probably like,
yeah, what does that mean?
Like 80%. This is based on a true story.
Yeah, probably
yeah.
somewhere.
Somewhere, like loosely. Some guy went to the woods
mm-hmm.
and he read a book.
Yeah.
And that was it. And then he wrote this movie.
Love it.
And that was it. And that was Evil Dead 2.
Hell yeah.
Not the first one, just the second one.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's what this is. I also, just how dumb do you have to, I don't know, just like, I guess because I've watched so many horror films and obviously in a horror film, I mean, the characters aren't smart
uh-huh.
and
yeah,
don't
yeah,
have
yeah.
the knowledge, but if you were to go into like the house, the cabin, and you see a whole bunch of like tape recorders
uh-huh.
and stuff and like weird books.
Yeah.
Why the fuck would you read those? What is wrong? Like, what?
Curiosity killed the cat, you know? I don't know. I'm a snooper. Like, I feel like I'm pretty snoopy.
I mean, I snoop through drawers, but not in, like,
hey, what if there's some shit in the drawer, though? What if you really... Pandora's box was a drawer of sorts?
Ooh. That's right. Maybe just stop.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess for me, in some movies, I'm like, you want to think they're dumb because you want to watch them die in cool ways and stuff, you know? But you're right.
Yeah. Him having a chainsaw hand at the end. I'm sorry. We got to get into that.
Yeah,
was like, everything's like coming. Like,
no, go ahead. It's your show.
But like, the chainsaw hand.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Amazing. I love it.
I was like, wow, he's just, his shirt's ripped off, half ripped off. He's just, he's just buff. He's just beating people up. Now he's got a chainsaw for a hand because he cut his hand off with that chainsaw.
Yeah. It's iconic now.
And he didn't pass out from the blood.
Yeah, for sure.
He's just so possessed to the point where he's like, no.
I think it's great. I think when you start asking too many questions, anything can become bad, you know?
But I'm like, I know this, like, there's no logic, but I'm like, okay.
Yeah, that he rigs up an entire thing to, like, start it,
literally,
you know?
I'm like, damn. I'm like, how much time did that take? Like, try it. Like, you'd have to, like, trial it and, like, make sure it worked and, like, test
it. No, we
it.
Would have to, but not Ash.
Yeah, Ash not is Bruce, just, like, he's a beast. Like, Bruce Campbell can do anything.
Yeah.
He should run for president.
He fucking should.
Bruce Campbell... for president.
Yeah. I would write that in.
He needs... I'd do it.
Yeah.
We already submitted. No, he's not the... I don't know ballots.
I don't either.
I did vote, though.
I did, too.
That was
you don't have to brag about it.
Oh, well, you know.
I mean, why vote if you can't brag about it, though?
That's... Yeah, if you don't get a sticker, what's the point?
Yeah.
But that's why when I go to the doctor, I'm like, I would like a sticker after I get a shot.
Oh, I like that. And I was brave today.
They, one of those. Yeah. And then they're like, oh, you're so funny. And I'm like...
Yeah, you think I'm kidding.
And like, those stickers are 20 cents.
Hand it over, Cheryl.
Give me a fucking sticker. I want a Scooby-Doo sticker and that's it. Please.
Hey, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's a good sticker.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
And you would have got one too if it wasn't for you meddling kids and their
dumb dog.
Yeah.
Dumb demon in the basement.
Yep.
Goddamn demon. The ending.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What?
So you haven't seen Army of Darkness?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
So they, like, you know, cast the spell or whatever, say the demonic.
Yeah.
I was about to say prayer, spell. I guess I'm going to call it a spell.
Hey, a prayer is a spell.
Saying.
Yeah. Is a rose by any other name still a rose?
Well, there you go. they, you know, say it and then, you know, all the evil's getting sucked back into the portal or whatever, and then Ash starts going in, and then which at that point I'd be like, well, now I'm actually gonna kill myself.
Yeah.
It's like, this
how do you
is,
do it?
I with the chainsaw. He's got a chainsaw.
I
for
guess
an arm.
I would tie a rope to something and just let the thing take me.
You're just in the wind. You're like one of those. You're like one of those.
A kite?
Kites. There
you
go. Thank you.
Yeah.
Like one of those.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Surviving.
Yeah. Just like a kite.
Yeah.
A human kite.
But I'm.
Yeah.
You've heard of Human Centipede. No.
From the director of Human Kite.
Get it. Get ready for Human Kite.
Gone with the Wind 2.
Oh my God. Oh my God. But like, and then he just ends up in like a medieval world.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
And I was like, what in the Monty Python
yeah,
is this?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's exactly that.
I was very confused.
Yeah.
I was going to look it up, but I figured you knew what it meant, so I would like to be surprised. What is it?
Yeah, it's Army of Darkness is the third part of the Evil Dead series. It was going to be called Medieval Dead.
Okay.
But yeah, he lands in way back medieval times, and... the Deadites are still following him, and he's got to help these medieval people fight off these demons.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's great. I love it. I just saw it in the theater at Brain Dead Studios, and it was like fun to watch with the audience. All the cheese factor, you know, like suck on this and like all the, or swallow this, I think he says. And yeah, it's great. You should watch it. It's really fun. It's very tonally different, but also it's way more funny, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I just... when he landed there, I was like, oh no, oh no, what's going on?
Yeah.
And then it's just like also the shift in color.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like everything was different.
Yeah.
From like, you know, the Evil Dead. And then you're like, oh, this is something completely different.
Yeah, it's very bright.
And at that point, okay, like logically, how many shotgun shells does he have?
Mm-hmm.
How is he going to charge the chainsaw?
Yeah.
Those are actual questions I have.
Charging a chainsaw?
That's what you do.
You put gasoline in there.
Gasoline? Do they have gasoline?
Fossil fuels, maybe. Maybe they...
I don't know medieval things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, see, you're assuming he uses the chainsaw the whole movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's just, now it's running on blood.
I mean, honestly, here's
it's
the thing, too.
It's running on blood and willpower.
Yeah.
Manpower.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
Ash's hotness.
Yes.
No. I mean, you're right. Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, but it's one of the best versions of ridiculity.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. I love
cool.
that.
Love
so,
it. Great.
Out of 10, what do you think?
The Evil Dead 2?
Yes. Yeah.
10.
Oh, hell
I love it. It's one of my favorites. It's one of those movies you show people, and if they don't like it, I can't be friends with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's also a feel-good thing for me. I know it's silly, but it just, like, really means a lot to me. And just so creative. And, yeah, I give it a 10.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
And I got a bunch of bullshit, too. Like, there's a scene where Ash is running from the... They were on a soundstage, and if you look up, you can see where the walls end.
Oh, my God. I was going to say that. Wait,
yeah.
It wasn't a soundstage. It was a high school...
Really?
Gymnasium.
Wow.
Yeah. So the main set was built on that.
Okay.
So I wrote that down. I was like,
very
don't forget
cool.
that. And then I forgot it.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. I love it. It's awesome. I just, before, I know we got to get going.
Oh,
I got a bunch of notes real quick.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, we're wrapping. Yeah, we're done. Okay. Sam Raimi has like these three rules of like horror, like crucial mm-hmm. rules. One is the innocent must suffer.
Okay.
Two is the guilty must be punished. Okay. Three, the hero must taste blood to be a man. And also, Ethan Coen added a fourth one that said the dead must walk. So those are that has a lot of that. The car. Stephen De Laurentiis, Stephen King and Dino De Laurentiis. Stephen King got him to fund the sequel. And a Stephen King quote is what got the first one funded, because before that they made like a short film and they were shopping it around to people and were like literally showing it in the detergent aisle at mm-hmm. like markets trying to get money. So it's just like if you get your friends together, you really believe in something, you can make it happen. That's why I love it.
Hell yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I loved it. But I'm pretty harsh when I give I gave it.
That's all right.
An 8 out of 10.
Hey, I'll take that. That's fair.
That's pretty. I rarely give things a 10 out of 10.
Yeah, cool. What has gotten a 10 real quick, just so I know?
I mean, Scream.
Okay, cool. I get that.
Even like Hereditary, I think I give a 9.
Mm-hmm.
Ready or Not, I think I give an 8.
Okay.
So it's like, even my favorite films, I'm like, they're not 10s.
Yeah.
Like Troll 2.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's a 0. It's a 0. But
yeah.
It's 10 in my heart. Type
That's
of
cool.
Thing.
Okay.
But like, you know,
yeah.
I'll watch it. And if you don't like it.
Yeah. Damn, you're really making me rethink my method for
no,
judging.
No, everyone has their own like reading and like that's how I usually go
cool.
about it.
Hell
but,
yeah.
Do you want to plug anything before we
I'm at Mostly Sorry on Instagram, on everything. I had a fucking date here and I'm all over the place. I'm always at the Comedy Store. I play drums in a band called Mad Peaceful. We are playing December 17th. Somewhere. I don't know. It's on Instagram. I'll put it up there. At Mostly Sorry.
Amazing, and thank you for being here, and thank you to our sponsor FYE. You can find them at in-store at FYE.com, and you can find all spooky goodies and all other fun things there. And thank you so much for being here.
Oh yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course.
What a blast.
And guys, we'll see you next time. You can follow us on Instagram at Horror at the Store, and you can follow me as well at KT Hetty.